Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
In 1940, a group of students at Yale College formed an organization called America First Committee. At the time, it was the foremost United States isolationist pressure group conceived to put pressure on the government to fight American entry into World War II. The committee, for the most part, supported not only isolationism, but many communists made use of the AFC, as well as anti-Semitics and pro-fascists, making them the largest anti-war organization in American history. The AFC started attracting a varied assortment of members, including Gerald Ford, John F. Kennedy, and Charles Lindbergh, all youngsters of pretty wealthy families. At a rally of these isolationists in December 1941, December 7th to be exact, the speaker at the podium, aka the chairman of AFC, was handed a handwritten note that said Pearl Harbor had just been bombed by the Japanese. 3 days later, American First was dissolved. The mood in America was changing rapidly overnight, as 3 days later, the dangling Hitler declared war on America. Then Lindbergh would speak to an article in the Boston Garden, and I quote, "We've been stepping closer to war for many months. Now it's come, and we must meet it as Americans, regardless of our attitude in the past toward the policy our government has followed." And skipping to my favorite part, "We must now turn every effort to building the greatest and most efficient Army, Navy, Air Force in the world. When American soldiers go to war, it must be with the best equipment that modern skill can design and the modern industry can build." End quote. I was pretty impressed when I read this, as well as a result of remembering December the 7th, a day that will live in infamy. Do I wish that I hadn't Anthony Mantova spot this past Tuesday? You bet. But suffice to say, here I am honored to have met a survivor of Pearl Harbor, Rear Admiral John Fuller, who penned the 75th commemorative celebration of honoring the past and inspiring the future. See my Facebook post of a picture with not just a hero of World War II, but a great man who served our country. And I remember from time to time, history has a way of repeating itself. And if we don't sit up and pay attention to those fateful days, we may be making decisions, regardless of China or Russia and the impending invasion, period. What kicks my butt is how close Black Lives Matter's organization has many of the same attributes of the American First Committee. They disguise themselves with these handles, much like the famous Progressive Party. Sounds good on top, but at the bottom of the organization is little things like defund the police, etc. A lot of people know me as Uncle Sam, and under or above the radar when it comes to the 4th of July. Some think when they see me, I'm the tax collector. But I like those that see me rallying behind America. So as I close today with this comment, it has been Uncle Sam for Community Comment. God bless America.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.